know what the problem is. Somebody standing there saying, doctor, doctor.
God bless you in radio land. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how everything you do, for God is Lord can. And there is no failure in God. Yes, my friends, the Bible says, the God is our shelter. The Lord is my shelter, I shall not want. My friends, even if you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, you, my friends, even if you're sitting at the table, even if you're right now praying to God for that anointing, there's a way being turned around for many of God's children that are in need. Many, my friends, that are looking for that light of salvation, many that are looking to turn their lives around in so many ways. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the mailing address here in Atlanta. Now, friends, I'm asking that you don't give up. I'm asking, my friends, that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. I'm here in the prayer office all throughout the day. With you, and especially you that are in need, whether it's financial, whether it's natural or unnatural, whether that sickness in your body has been there and you're trying to rid yourself of it. I've told many before, and I'll tell you again today, there used to be in the days of the farmland when we came up, someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across that back. A little later on in the evening, they'll come back with that croaker sack full of herbs, clean it, boil it, steep it, and then let it sit and make a stew, make a tea out of it, and get rid of that arthritis, get rid of that gout. Some right now have kidney problems. Some right now have diabetes. Some of you right now are looking to grow hair on your head. Some right now, my friends, are looking to come off of them drugs. I'm asking you not to give up. Write down the telephone number, friends. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. For I know, my friends, that God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. I'm going to have a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel in just a minute, and then we're going to get right back with you. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Yes, my friends, some right now have trouble where their enemies are getting the best of them. You know, that book of Genesis, the Revelations, has shown us that many of us that had that faith of a grain of mustard seed to come through. Oh, David, when he met old Goliath, that uncircumcised Philistine, that big man, good God. Some would run for the hills, but he stood because he knew that his God was with him in the past. I'm asking you, my friends, to dig deep down, and I'll show you, my friends, that you too can come through. Those of you that are writing, my friends, I'm going to give you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross to carry with you, to keep that faith with you, to keep that spirit with you. Yes, my friends, those of you that are going through troubled times and wondering how you're going to turn it around, I'm asking you, friends, on today, how you're going to tell us all my friends. 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer packages, one of those prayer prosperity packages. If you have a court case, my friends, 404-212-2444. The Bible has shown us how they can open those gates, those bars. Some right now are wondering how they're going to have peace in their very own family to where they live right now. 404-212-2444. 1-2-4-4-4. Some right now at the sound of my voice having trouble, couldn't even stand up and walk around because they're taking them pills every day and it's doing nothing but making them sleep. I'll show you how to rebuild your body, my friends. Write down that telephone number, my friends. Oh, my God, I have testimonials of some that have had sicknesses throughout their body and doing just fine right now. But then, my friends, I cannot force anyone to turn their ways around. I'm asking you, through the power of God, through the faith of your heart, whatever that problem is. Oh, my God. Again, the telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Now, those of you, my friends, that are writing, when you write, whatever donation you send it from your heart. We're going to write you back, my friends. Mailing address, Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 169. That's P.O. 3. Atlanta, Georgia. 303. That's Kevin Gregory. P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 303-21. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you wrote. Some right now say, well, Rev, I want to start right now. I want to turn it around right now. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today, my friends. For if you have just that faith, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around, my friends. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444.
In your situation. I was down, I didn't know which way to turn, didn't know what to do, and confused in the laws. So I came to you, and it seemed like doors started opening up, and I couldn't believe my eyes, especially this week. Started Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Seemed like I was blessed financially, physical, mental, and the doors would just open up and things that was taken from me was given back to me even more, and I was just shocked.
All right, when you first came, you had a problem with your home. Your home was trying to be taken away. Your car was actually taken away, and I told you what to do and what kind of lawyers to get. And tell me, how much have you spent trying to get a lawyer and taking care of your situation?
0 cents. I haven't been out of no money for lawyer or anything to get back.
You said when you went to where I told you to go, they had turned down a few cases and you were shocked to see that they took yours.
Yes.
You tell me. I'm not going to say a thing else. You tell me. I'm recording this. I'm not going to. It's all right if I record this. Okay. All right. Don't call out your name, all right? But you tell us what happened when you first came and how things are coming now.
I came to you one Friday, and I was to meet with this lawyer that Saturday morning. So I came to you, and you told me to go on. But I know I didn't have any money in my pocket for a lawyer, so I went on. And was on time and met with the lawyer. So I got there, it was a room full of people, and you had to sign in. And they had told us from the beginning they was only taking some of the cases, not all of them. So first, the lawyers come in and they call three names out. And I was sitting there thinking that was it. And they come back and they called my name. I hurry up and got up. And they took on my case. And I went. I was upset and worried even after I had come to see you and that when I went to see the lawyer. The lawyers told me the same thing you said, don't worry. We'll handle everything. It's going to be okay, just don't worry. So I gave it to the Lord. I turned it loose and gave it to the Lord and let the Lord work with it. And I came to see you again and I kept in contact of calling you or coming to see you. And the Lord worked it out.
And you're looking for six months free, and They had towed your car. You have your car. Everything is working out all right. Now tell me something. What would you say if anybody else had a problem of any sort?
I'll come to see Reverend Gregory.
Oh, my God, my friends, right now, I'm asking that everyone that's in need, my friends, call me. No matter what that problem is, my friends, you can turn it around. Right now, my friends, join us for just 1 minute of silence, a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel, my friends.
Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. We ask that thou will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchair, those that are on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal and touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the heal today for which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. And Lord, dear Father, we call on you this in the time of trouble and confusion in the land where man is against daughter and son against mother. We pray that thou will bring peace everywhere. Touch, heal, bless, and deliver those that are disturbed today in the convalescent home. We pray that thou will give strength and courage. And those that are on the battlefield, for your sake, in Jesus' name, carrying the word abroad, we ask that thy will give mankind wisdom and knowledge and understanding according to thy word. We pray for Reverend Gregory and his ministry here in the city and other places across the country as he ministers to the needs of the people everywhere. We pray, dear Father, for those that are in need today of your spiritual help right now. And Father, my special prayer that you bless, heal, and meet the needs of your people everywhere. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, bless me, your humble servant. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. My friends, write down that telephone number. Our time is drawing down. No matter what you're facing, friends, no matter how many times you yourself have come against that brick wall, you might be against those that are looking to turn your blood. You might be looking for those that are working around you for works of iniquity. My friends, no matter what you're facing, whether it's a court case pending, whether right now you have trouble in your home or that job, you want the loved one back, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, and need a special prayer for yourself, I want you to call me right now. Again, my friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Friends, if the line is busy, just dial me right back and we'll be right with you. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Now, my friends, we have some for those of you that have sicknesses. We have prayer packages for those of you right now that have no peace in your home. Show you how to stop those others from walking through your property, dropping things down like they did in the days of old because they're just that evil. Oh, good God, throwing a stone and hiding their hands. Those evil ones, my friends, that are around you and you're asking yourself, where did they come from? My friends, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs, my friends. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's all gone, after it's out of your reach, my friends, there's something else to get it back. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number. That's 404-212-2444. And I'll be here in the prayer office with you, and especially you all throughout the day, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. May God bless you, friends. May God keep you. Until we meet again, my friends, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you. Thank you.
100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you, for truly God is great. And yes, he's so greatly to be praised. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you, I praise you, I give you all the glory. Father God, as we continue to decrease, to learn your word, God, we ask that you would increase within us more and more. For God, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. And we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, we're coming from the book of James, first chapter and the third verse. That's James 1 and 3. And we're just going to do one verse. And it says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic on today is, you're in the midst of a miracle. You in the midst of a miracle. When we think of miracles, we think of when God just turned things around. You see, Jesus touched the blind man and his eyes were open. Moses held up his staff and the Red Sea parted. But not all miracles are instantaneously. Sometimes we are praying and we are believing, but our health isn't improving. Even our dream isn't coming. You see, you may think of God, why are you doing something? But see, you don't realize that God is sustaining you and pushing back forces of darkness, keeping you from getting discouraged and giving up. For we know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. You see, endurance teaches that trials are not random, but tests designed to develop spiritual endurance. Mm-hmm. Throughout the New Testament, the believers were urged to view problems and trials from a heavenly perspective. You see, James says we ought to consider our troubles an opportunity for great joy. That's James 1 and 2. Because they produce in us a character quality that is key to staying the course and finishing it well. You see, the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James 1, 3, and 4. The word translated as perseverance means the power to withstand hardship or stress, especially the inward fortitude of necessary to endure. The testing of our faith produces the power and the inner stamina necessary to patiently endure hardship and persecution and grow into spiritual maturity. This is where the Word of God comes in. We have to study the Word of God so the Word of God can build us up, so when trials and tribulations come, we are able to withstand. Without reading your Word, without praying, you will fail each and every time. Reading your Word, praying and fasting produces spiritual maturity as well. It causes us to grow in a more spiritual way, producing our understanding and knowing to only have faith in God and the things that God will do for us, and knowing that his word is yes and amen. When our confidence in Christ is proven unshakable, listen to the Holy Ghost will, through the fires of adversity, we can face any situation We can face any situation with joy. We can face any situation with determination. We can face any situation with ever-increasing hope. Without adversity, we don't know what we have inside of us. Come on here, somebody. Without adversity, we don't know that God is the center of your life, that God keeps us, that God protects us. Come on here. Our belief is strengthened in God. We can trust God to uphold us through it all, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what the doctor's reports say, no matter what I'm singing in the natural realm. I have to trust God to uphold me through it all, knowing that the reward is in the end. Come on here, somebody. You are in the middle of a miracle. But you can't always see it. It's the miracle of endurance. One day you will look back and think, now, how did I make it through that season when I didn't think I had the strength to go on? How did I make it through? Where did this profound strength come from? I'm glad you asked. Straight from God. You see, people, we have to realize we can't do nothing without the leading of God. He is our burden bearer. He is our heavy load share. He strengthens us in areas when we are weak. He wants us to surrender to him. God didn't deliver you from it. But God gave you the grace to go through it. There are trials that God will not deliver you right away, because he is making you in the trial. Oh, come on, somebody going to get this. He is making you the warrior that you need to be in the trial. He's making you the living testimony that you need to go out and tell the world, look what God has done for me, because I went through this and I came out of it. I came out of it with a praise. Oh, my God. He gives you the grace to go through it. And without his hand of protection, without his hand of favor, without his hand of blessings upon you. Some of you would have lost your mind. Some of you would have given up. Oh, I am here to tell you on this morning, you are in the midst of your miracle. You are on the verge of a breakthrough. Don't you give up. It's right there. God has his hand on you. God did not leave you in this by yourself. He was there all along. Without the hand of God, without the protection of God, without the favor of God, without his blessings, without the anointing, you wouldn't be where you are today. You wouldn't be the man or woman of God that God has groomed and shaped you. You would not be the person that God has called you to be today. His hand of protection was peace, not upon you. People of God, we love instantaneous miracles. Yes, we do. Come on here now. We love that microwave miracle. But it's no less of a miracle when God takes you through what should have taken you out. What you went through should have taken you out. You see, that's what a miracle is. God, I know what the doctor report said. But this death sentence should have taken me out. Come on here, somebody. But you reversed it. And I'm living. Because I have made a declaration. I should live and not die and declare the works of my Father. Come on here, somebody. What the enemy meant for evil, huh? God has turned it around for your good. God has turned it around for a miracle. Oh, my God. I say this all the time. We are walking instruments portraying the Bible. Come on here, somebody. That's why you have to live this life 24/7. You just cannot live it 7 days a week. You have to be true and honest and submissive to the will of God. Because most people are not going to read their Bible, but they will read you. They will see how you went through a trial. You praised God in the midst of the trial. You waited, huh? And in the midst of your wait, God was grooming you. God was preparing you to come out with a miracle, with a testimony. And I'm here to tell you again, you are in the midst of a miracle. Don't you give up. Oh, my God. Because God say, tell them again. Oh, my God. God takes you through what should have taken you out. That's why you can't patticate with this thing. You can't play with this thing. Even when you believe in God for a healing, listen to me well, people of God. It's some things and some people God would cut away out of your life because this is crucial. You make up your mind. I ain't got time for it to be playing with nobody. I need God like never before. I'm serious. God, I need a healing. I need my focus back. Because this thing is trying to take me out. But I know you have a hand of protection upon me. I know the favor of God is upon my life. And I am a blessing. And a living testament. And God say, tell them again, what you went through should have taken you out, but it didn't. Because God say, you are in the midst of a miracle. Let us pray. Father, thank you that no matter what the circumstances are around us, God, we can be still and know that you are God right at this moment. Thank you. That if we are in the middle of the miracle right now, God, we thank you, God, that you will bring us through, that you will keep us, God, that we will hold on, God, to the end. Father God, we declare that we are going to triumph in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in. Remember, go to my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. There are many books that I have written for your pleasure, and I promise you, some of those books will help you on your spiritual journey because it was downloaded from heaven to me. And also, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Remember, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist.